Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here again to do some healings for everybody. So we can start the day off here. We're a little bit early as compared to our other days, so we're on 5 minutes early on Station 2. So we'll see if Sylvia's out there in cyberspace, and we can run just a little bit over, too, if we wish. So Sylvia, are you out there? And what do you think of the last... 1 hour healing session tonight.
Wow, the conference call that we just had a little bit ago this evening was so wonderful. I guess it's because, you know, of all the healings that have been happening recently with the 8-hour intensives, like the one that's coming up this Sunday, but it just seems to make the healings on the conference call so much more powerful. And they were doing, the light beings were doing that beautiful detoxification session, and it was just so, so great. It felt like it really got a lot of toxins out. I feel so good afterwards. It's just wonderful. So I hope other people that were on the call will hop on the fast chat and kind of share their results, or actually even call in. Ron, I think I heard you say or saw on the fast chat that you wanted to take calls tonight. Is that right?
Yep, so anybody wants to call in, definitely come on, and you can ask questions. And it's like, I see Jennifer and Janet's on, and Cindy, and it's like Mike, maybe Ren, unless that's from last time, and Karen. So, yeah, you guys call in, ask your question. We can go a little bit longer on the show tonight because nobody's behind us here. So if you wish to call in, just think of a good question, and we'll see if we can get a good answer for you. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well... yeah, I know we had quite a few people on Wednesday's radio program, and if you are one of the listeners who is going on to the BBS radio archives, I highly recommend going back when you have a chance. If you missed the show on Wednesday, 2 days ago, Wednesday, May 6th, on Station 1, and, you know, if you can, go on to the archive, because I think it's some of the most wonderful teachings that Ron has brought forth, because so many people were asking really great questions on the fast chat, and also we had some callers, and it will help, you know, to explain a lot of the things that we're going through and so forth, and it was just a really great show. But we had so many questions, we didn't get a chance to answer them all. So if you were on and you didn't get your questions answered, just go ahead and type them into the fast chat or give us a call at 888-815-9756 and ask your question for Ron. So I'll turn it back over to you to just get started with entity clearing or whatever you have in mind.
Yep, that sounds good. So we have a call this Sunday for entity clearings, 8 hours long on a conference line. And if you've been on the call, you know how beneficial it is for you. If you don't know anything about it, this call is it's much needed to help your body out. And I really can't talk much more about it because you'd have to almost realize that we're all filled full of entities, and to get these things out of us is just quite something. So you can live your own life and be free of other people's thoughts. And the people's thoughts are from the emotional bodies that live here on this earth plane. They also get into our blood, our back. We had a lot of clearings on the previous sessions for this year, so they kind of are ingrained in our DNA and live there, and they body hop from generation to generation. So this is a wonderful clearing to have, and you definitely need more than 1 8-hour clearing. So just thinking that coming out one time is going to fix you, it won't. And unfortunately, the earth plane here is too saturated full of these things. So this is why we're going to be doing 2 more calls this coming Sunday and the following. So here we go, getting rid of a few of these entities from you here. So we'll start with the bottom of your feet, work our way up to the top of our head. And if you want to bring up the light beam on your monitor screen, just do so. If you're new to the program, go to Creation Lightship Healing. Scroll down about an inch or so on your scroll bar. Underneath the blinking flower, you're going to see a light beam there, and bring it up. And then we're going to activate it as I'm doing this clearing right now for people. So we'll bring in the females this time. And here they come. And you're going to watch your monitor screen change a little bit, and it'll be activated in about 2 minutes here. So here we go. And getting rid of entities now from our ankles now. Remember, they come into us from physical pain and moving our way up to our hips. So working on our legs now. Okay. And going up now into our abdominal area here. There we go. Getting some more of them out. Okay, here we go. And let's work now up our neck. Get the entities out of our neck right now. And go down our arms. Okay, wrist. And fingers. Great. Now we'll go up our neck to our head. That feels pretty good now. And let's bring in more of your spirit into your body. So here we go. I'll count to 10 as you come more fully present. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll just put some music on so you can feel your spirit energy. You may want to look in a mirror. And actually, when you look in a mirror, you can actually see your spirit energy looking back at you through your eyes. So you may want to do that right now. And we'll see you back in about a minute. Okay, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you again.
Okay, I wanted to give everyone an alternate phone number. I think the one that I mentioned before is actually for Station 1, and since we're on Station 2 tonight, that might not work for you. So here's another one you can use. This is for Station 2 for Friday nights only, and so that's 888-228-4494, 888-228-4494. So we'd love to hear from you. And in the meantime, we do have some questions. So, Ron, are you ready for some questions?
Yep. Go ahead. I'm ready.
Okay, great. All right. So the first question I see here on the fast chat is from Dreamer. And the question is, Can you say how the dark prevented the entities from leaving to the earth spirit?
I don't know how they have done that. No idea. About all I could figure out maybe is that they somehow put a barcode, on the physical body, and maybe that barcode got transferred to the entities as they inhabited the bodies. So that's what I would think would probably happen to them. So they're unable to actually get returned back to the earth spirit, and so they look around for a host for each lifetime. So that's kind of what I think has probably happened.
Could it be too, Ron, that we just got so overloaded here because people weren't they didn't know how to clear their energetic bodies of those densities, and so and then with all of the trauma added to it from the interference by the dark side, there's just kind of an overwhelming number of them around without getting healed?
Yes, that is correct, yeah. And they body hop. They initially come into us, to help the body out from psychic attacks. Remember, we deal with mind energy here. The dark side brought us the energy of mind, cloned, copied the heart energy of how to do manifestation. So instead of using your heart, people use their mind. And from there, people have been using their minds, and this mind energy gets transferred into the emotional body, which is the psychic attack energies, et cetera, because the heart will never harm anything, hurt anything, but the mind will. Our emotional body was put into us to keep the physical body from dying from this psychic attack energy. And you can say it another way. People do spells on people, et cetera, so it's the same energy. It doesn't matter how it's presented. It's still an attack energy from the mind. And people are taught how to use this daily now with New Age metaphysics. Find on your parking place, create a new reality with your mind. There's churches teaching about how to use your mind, spiritual mind treatments, science of mind, things like this here. So this is what it's about, how to use your mind to create your reality. Well, that's all psychic attack energy of the darkness. So instead of using the science of heart, and maybe spiritual heart treatments, it's all reversed around to the mind. And the mind is very functional, and because of that, the earth spirit had to bring forth the emotional bodies that we have to buffer this and other invisible bodies that we have. So the poor emotional body gets contaminated with all these psychic attack energies, dramas and traumas, life experiences, and it has to find a new owner once the body dies because it's unable to get returned back to where it came from, its creative energy, which was the earth spirit. And so because of that, we have a lot of entities floating around, more than probably what the earth has now as far as its population. I'd say it's probably more like about 200 to maybe 300 times that. And remember, these are just people that have died in the past, and they keep looking around for a body to come into because they're used to being in a body. So most people could have hundreds, if not thousands, of entities inside of them. And this is why, one of the reasons why we don't heal here. But aside from that, the good news is if you wish to get on some calls and get some of these released out of you, it's a wonderful thing to do if you're willing to come forward and work on yourself. So remember, you have to do the work. Nothing gets done for you unless it's done by, yourself wanting to have this done. And the Creation Lightship is here to help you facilitate this. Your own spirit does not have the spiritual horsepower to do this. If it could do it, it would have done it in your whole lifetime here so far up to now. And if the other divine energies that people call upon could have done it, it would have been done also. So unfortunately, our spirits are so underpowered right now here because of all this darkness that they need help. This is why the Lightship is here. So back to you, Sylvia. Hope that answered the question somewhat.
All right, great. So the next question I see, and this is from Shift on the Fast Chat, and the question is, when are we going home?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
I don't have an answer for that one. but your own home was in your spirit, with your spirit in your heart center. So this is where your home is if you, you know, connect to your own divinity inside of yourself.
Excellent answer. And oh, it's just such a wonderful thing to have this opportunity to work with the light ship to get the clearings and to get back into our own divinity and to experience that feeling of being in our own home, like you just said, Ron. And maybe also you could mention about the clearing that you have, which we haven't talked about in a while, but it's such a wonderful, wonderful clearing, and it's called the Master 4-in-1, and it helps people to, you know, have that connection to their home, their spiritual home base, their twin flame, and so on. And it would be great if you could kind of talk about the four different clearings.
That's a wonderful clearing. It's actually connects you with your twin flame energy energetically. And your twin flame is not on this planet for most people. It also connects you up to your home base energy. This is what you'd be calling, you know, going home. That's where you go to after each incarnation. Except here on the earth plane, you never go there because the dark side doesn't want you to leave. And so this allows you to have that energetic connection to your true spiritual family. And from there, we disconnect you from 13 different planets that are quarter to you. These are extraterrestrial energies, maybe known or unknown to us. And then we take you out of the process of, we'll say, karma, the forced dark side plan for you, the forced reincarnation. And this is what we are here to do. So this helps out a lot. And people get self-empowered, but you have to get rid of some of your densities first. And unfortunately, that's just the way it is, because your twin flame definitely doesn't want to come in here into your body to be with you with all the densities that we have. So, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. So we have some requests for some sample clearings, Ron. Would this be an okay time with you to bring those up?
Sure, that'd be fine.
Okay, great. So I think I saw several people asking for a sample of the parental imprinting clearing.
Okay. So what we can do is want everybody to sit back and relax here and take a couple of deep breaths. And so that we can actually feel the energy. And here we go. So we're going to work with your mother first. And we're going to take away some of this imprinting here. We'll go back how this imprinting is affecting you in the last 5 days. This is for your mother. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So if you're younger and you live with your parents or you see them and they want you to do certain things and you don't want to do that, this is a wonderful clearing to have. It gets their energy out of your energetic field. Next we'll do your father. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So take a deep breath. See how you feel. I'll put some music on here for everybody. And you can just kind of sample to see how this healing has worked for you. You may feel a great relief of some of the traumas and stuff that they've imprinted on you. Remember, it's like a program, and they want you to follow their thinking process. So this, again, is mind energy coming into your body, force of will energy. Thank you. We have a clearing, too, for siblings, so here we go. So if you have any brothers or sisters that are in your face or doing stuff to you, here we go. So we're working on siblings that are male. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. And female, 5 days ago cleared. Oh, wow, this is heavy. 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Back to you, Sylvia.
All right. So there are several requests, I think, from Ren, Jennifer, Janet, for a sample of the emotional body clearing.
Okay, here we go. So let's see if somebody can type in when they want to have this emotional one cleared, okay? Maybe we can go back quite a ways in the past. So you want to describe the emotional clearing, Sylvia? And what you've experienced with it each time we do it, or the healing that you had yourself?
Sure. Well, the emotional body, like Ron says, is one that is the most important one to start off with clearing, because it's the one that's holding so much density from judgment, from things that have rolled forward from our ancestors that have been passed on to us through our DNA and are locked in our cellular memory. And basically, I think everyone can relate to, in their lifetime probably, seeing patterns that repeat themselves. In other words, maybe you tend to always get attracted to the same type of, partner, or the same type of boss in a work situation, or maybe there are certain times of the year that are traumatic for you, because maybe at one point in your life you had a difficult event at that time, and basically history repeats itself and keeps those traumas, that emotional difficulty, recycling, and it plays out over and over in different scenarios. And so this is a way to become free from those scenarios that are really controlling your life and walk into a new paradigm of consciousness without having all of that density and all of those traumatic experiences sitting there in your cellular memory ready to activate at any moment. And that's another wonderful reason to have that clearing, is because you may have things that you have no idea yet that you haven't experienced that are just lying dormant waiting for an opportunity to be triggered, like having a button pushed. And then suddenly you're dealing with, some type of energy that you didn't even know you were holding on to, and it begins to affect your life or cause you to have diseases and so on. So it's a way to clear your whole lifetime of that emotional baggage that's been held in your, in your energetic body, in your whole physical body. So I hope that I've explained it well. Ron, if you want to add anything to that, I'm sure you could say it better.
Yeah, that sounds fine. Yeah, this is the densities that your emotional body is carrying. Remember, the ghosts that we have that we do, this coming Sunday, to get rid of these energies, also have their densities, too, that they're bringing to you as a gift. So if you have 100 of these emotional bodies with you, or a couple thousand of them, remember, they have all those lifetimes that you're also working through. So you're not only working through your own lifetime of stuff that's popped up. Remember, they pop up, these densities come up through our physical body wanting it to heal. Then from there, the emotional body gets it, and it gets stored into there, too. It also gets stored into your spirit. And along with that, it attracts entities. So it's kind of a, like a vicious cycle, and we keep going back and forth. And the poor emotional body gets traumatized and overloaded. And then from there, it picks up more stuff from entities. So the whole thing is, I mean, it's like you know, when does it ever stop, you know? So what happens is also you have, you know, inside of yourself, the bodies or the energies that are dormant. We're only dealing with energies in this lifetime when we do the emotional clearing. You also have your past lives, okay? And that hasn't come up to the surface yet. So what happens is when we do a sensory clearing, then I go back to when you first incarnated here with your spirit. And then we clear out those energies. And I've been back over 100,000 years so far. But aside from that, this emotional clearing is what everybody needs. Not that you want it, but you need it. And if you want to have a peaceful life, to get rid of a lot of this recycling stuff that you're having in your lifetime over and over again, because your body will die from it. It'll kill itself to get well. And this is why you want to have this wonderful clearing to be in the present moment more and then not to have your past bother you. So, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
Did you want to do a sample of the emotional body?
Yeah, anything come up for anybody who wants to, anybody bring in or talk about any kind of years or what they want to have done? I can do that.
I don't see anything specific right now
yet.
Nobody's
come on. Okay, we'll do the last 5 days then. Here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And I'll go back to 200 BC here for people to show you what it's like. This is a sensory clearing. So this is the emotional clearing just for this particular lifetime, the last 5 days. So the sensory clearing goes back even further. So we'll go back to 200 BC. And then I'll bring it up to zero. So here we go, 200 BC. So we'll just do the chakras. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 100 BC, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And 0 BC, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. So kind of give you an idea, you know, how much energy your body's holding. It's incredible about what we're dealing with here because the body hangs on to these energies. So we have a Cindy wants us to do from age 30 to 35. So this is, again, a sample clearing. And it gets rid of about 80% of the energy. But it needs your whole lifetime done to be able to actually have it cleared out of you. Some people like to pick certain dates. They go, this is when my parents died. This is when I had my divorce. This is when I had the car accident. Well, these energies are typically with you prior to that even, you know, so just having the day of your event cleared or the year really is not going to help you that much. You will have some relief, though, but you must have the whole lifetime done. So here we go, age 35 cleared, age 34 cleared, 33 cleared, 32 cleared, 31 cleared, and 30 cleared. So that should help help you out, Cindy, there. Like I said, you want to have your whole lifetime cleared if you're looking to have your body respond to this healing. It will do a little bit for you, but, you know, it's only like a drop in the bucket unless you have the whole lifetime cleared. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, we also had a request for the feeling body, but we had two questions about the feeling body. So let's pick up those questions first, and then maybe we can do the sample. And
sure.
The first question, Ron, is from Mike, and the question is, even though only about 1 in 100 men are able to feel the energies, or, you know, commonly feel or use their feeling body a lot, would this clearing still be helpful for men?
You know, the body, whether you can sense it or not, you know, the body still has the energy with it. So just because you don't necessarily feel emotions, sense emotions, you still have invisible bodies that react to it because people are still doing psychic attacks to you, whether you know about it or not. It's kind of like the statement, you know, like you say, you know, I don't believe in trucks. Well, go out on the freeway and get blindfolded, and eventually a truck will hit you. Then you're going to find out that you do believe in them, you know. So having to actually have the experience beforehand doesn't, you know, if you don't feel anything or know about something, it doesn't mean that doesn't exist. So we do have all of these clearings because you do have these bodies with you. And whether you can sense it or not, they're still with you, and they have to be cleared out. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so would you like to do a sample of the feeling body?
Yep, here we go. So we'll go back for the age of, we'll go down from age 3 to 1 to 3 years here for you. So this is when you were 3, so age 3, 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, age 2. 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, and age 1. 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, and 1st cleared. And just see if you have any relief from that. Most people feel energy is moving in their body. You might want to even get up right now and kind of walk around. In fact, I'll put some music on and see how you feel. Look at your eyes in the mirror, and you may start to feel that or sense that you feel pretty good. Remember, these things are all energies that give you traumas. They recycle over and over again with you, and they never leave you until you actually deal with the energy and get them released from your body. So, like I say, most practitioners that work with earth-based energies or alien energies that are here and alien energies are typically the same because they came from collective consciousness, so that is all alien. These modalities never heal your spirit, and so whatever you do with the modalities, you're never going to have a complete healing because it's impossible. Because the light shift created you, and they know how to heal your spirit. So walk around, see how you feel, bend and twist. You may find bones popping, muscles getting more relaxed. Oh, where's all the phone calls? Come on, people, call in. This is your show, too. Get interactive here. I'd like to have some new questions come up.
Well, I got a whole list of some other questions and clearing requests.
Okay, let's get it.
For the meantime.
Okay, let's
so, see, wait. Sounds like maybe, is that a caller? Did you hear a beep? Oh, no, I think that's my phone battery beeping that it's low, so I'm going to switch phones here. Okay, so we had a request from Sylvia and Rob in Toronto, and it was for a superiority clearing. I don't know if you have anything like that, but that's the request.
Okay, so that could be taken two ways, okay. So we'll do two different clearings. One is that you may think that you're very superior to other people, ego-wise, so, and the other one is that you may have people that are over you causing you problems, too. So we'll first do the one with your ego, using that terminology, where you think that you're always right or something like that, okay, being superior to other people. So here we go. We'll go back 5 days. So remember, the light chip can create healings for you, and this is what we're doing right now. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And now we'll do a clearing where people are actually, you know, looming over you, thinking that they're superior, which is actually maybe like a self-esteem clearing. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, hope that helps you out. And again, just kind of feel how these healings work for you. You know, if you feel anything happening to you, then you definitely know that you need to have that clearing. Not everybody needs everything. If you don't feel anything, just know that you may need something, okay? And you start off with the emotional clearing and work from there. But typically when you feel energy leaving your body, you know that you have it stored in you, and you realize that, yeah, my body has this judgment stored into it, and it needs to get released. And this is why you start with the emotional clearing first, because that takes care of a lot of the clearings that you may see listed there. So most people get overwhelmed at first, and they go, wow, I can look at all these here, and, you know, this is on the website. The list of services is also on the page here on BBS. And I do have other clearings besides this here. I didn't put them all up, mainly because we're using a piece of paper that we hand out at our expos, which is 8.5 by 11, and I really can't do much more type on it. You know, it's filled up. I don't want to go by 8.5 and 14 because that would be too big. So anyway, if you do feel energy working with you, moving through you, and you feel relief, then you need that clearing. So here we go. I'm going to do one more clearing here, and I'm going to do one for anxiety. A lot of people have anxiety. Today is end of the week here on Friday, so we'll do anxiety clearing. And this will also work on the archives. And the archives, for people listening to the show, will probably, I think, work about 2 months, okay? 2 months is enough time for you to fully understand that, you know, these clearings are what you need. And so if you've been on the radio program for over 2 months, then the archives will stop to work at that point. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So if you are working with the light ship doing clearings, then yeah, you can still participate in the BBS program because the archives will still work for you. Remember, they're just on here to show people a first timer to show you that these clearings actually work and that you can use them on the archives. And after hearing the shows for a couple of months, you should understand consciously that you need some work done, so you need to start working with the light ship to get this stuff cleared out of you. All these clearings actually work through me on every show that you listen to, and also on the online healings. And the times I do have rough days because of people doing extraterrestrial parasites or taking away ET races off of you. So I need to kind of cut back the archives here so I can have some more time for myself and not be so overtaxed and overloaded with people who just want to keep on coming on without doing the work. So this is why we have it on here, to allow you to understand that these healings do work, and so that you're able to kind of get it. If you don't get it after a couple of months of listening to archives, then you probably never will get it. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, I'll give you a question next, and then we've got some more requests. The question is about the seven generational emotional clearing, and how does that fit into this lifetime and the centuries clearing?
Okay, it just goes extra deep. What you're dealing with in this lifetime is basically a lot of the energy from the seven generations. Now, that goes back to probably the 1800s, 1850s, and this works with 255 people, you'd be the 256th, okay? So these are all your people in your body genetics that have thoughts that imprint upon you. And so you're actually more than likely living those generational clearings, mindsets. And the clearing goes extra deep and gets rid of a lot of this stuff. The century clearing goes back to when you're born, and it's, about 95% effective. But people who still have conditions may want to go into the seven generational one to go a little bit deeper. But most people, when they have the century clearing, they feel so much leave their body that you may not even need it. But the seven generational ones actually go deeper. And there are people who want to go deeper. They want to get more stuff out of them. And this is why we have the seven generational clearings. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, Ron, we have, I think, a request from Kyle, and he was asking for a sample of the parallel life clearings, and I think he specifically mentioned one from the dark side planets.
Okay, this one here is a little more scarier than the clone planet one. We do the clone Earth, and people are familiar with that because this is where you go to when you sleep. You know, if you have a vision of driving a car, on a mountainside or doing something, riding a bike or going to a movie or anything like this, you're actually seeing scenes from the Earth here because they clone the Earth, and you're actually living in a body on a clone planet that looks like Earth, and the body looks like yours, and your friends all look like the friends that you know here. Now, the ones that are the off-planet ones, that are the dark side true planets, where they didn't make it look like the Earth, this is a little more scarier for people. This is where some of the sci-fi movies go into, where they travel out in space and end up someplace, and they find this planet, you know, and normally there's some beings on there. This is how they make the movies, that are trying to capture them, kill them, or whatever else. So this is what the movies are all about. So here we go. And this is where you have your physical body there, and we're going to take you out of 10 of these. So here we go. Number one, release. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So take a deep breath again. You may feel your body changing. Remember, they bring to you these life experiences from these off-planet planets. And from there, it can cause you physical harm. I would imagine that they could bring to you different types of illnesses, maybe viruses, from these off-planet things through your spirit. And then from there, you're having the spirit bring you in all these different problems. And I won't go too far into that because it goes from it goes downhill very, very quickly. So we'll do another one. We're going to do the same type of clearing. Now, this is for this lifetime that we just got through doing. Just think of all your past lives that you've had. So let's go back to, I'll pick the 10,000 BC. That's a good movie to watch, too, if you want to know about God energy. So 10,000 BC. So here we are. Everybody listening probably has been here at 10,000 BC. And we're going to take you out of the same thing, these parallel lifetimes in dark side planets with your physical body living there. So here we go. Planet 1 release, 2 release, 3 release, 4 release, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and again, I'll just put some music on so you can experience this, just see how your body is responding to it. And again, get up, walk around, and twist, stretch, bend over, and see if your body's working a little better for you. You may have your muscles loosen up. You might have an ache or pain leave you. Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
I just wanted to share a quick example of the parallel lives, like you were just talking about, Ron. And a friend of mine this week, saw them and they were limping around, and I asked them about it, and they asked me about, they had a dream, I guess, the night before, that they were somewhere hiking, and then they woke up with a really bad pain in their leg and limping. So that seems like a really classic example of how, doing something on a parallel planet or parallel Earth can really actually come back to you and bring that energy back to you.
Oh, yes, it can, yeah.
Yeah, so it's really something.
This is why you want to have the barcode taken off your spirit, too. That way you won't be typically brought up to these things. You want to get that other clearing of the parallel lifetimes, too. And so the question might be for most people, if I get the barcode off, do I need to do the parallel lifetime ones? Well, remember, everything still is with you. So the fact that you change right now doesn't mean the past is going to change. So you still have all those lifetimes attached to you in this lifetime. And so you do want to get them off, yes. And still the dark side can somehow figure out a way to actually capture you also sometimes. But the barcode is a very nice clearing. And remember, your body can be abducted too. Your body can be going through this without your spirit. So all of a sudden your body gets abducted. This is why you want to get the abduction barcode off that. And from there, you may have a much better life. So those are what I would highly recommend doing. Along with the emotional clearing, too, is to get the barcode taken off of your physical body and also getting it off of your spirit. So you have the spirit end kind of covered, and you have your physical body abduction onto ET spaceships, we'll call them, and get those off of you so you're not tampered with. So but both of those are excellent clearings. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, try to get in a couple more requests here. We had one, I believe it was from Dreamer, and I think somebody else also requested, and that was the mind of the body sample.
Okay, so that's good for people who have a problem with their body physically. So if you have anything wrong with you that you know about, typically an illness, the mind of the body is a very nice one to have because that works with your immune system and the communication between, say, your body's healer, which is not your spirit, but it's the way the body's chemical makeup is, and the physical body. So here we go, mind of the body clearing. I'll go back to when you were 10, and I'll do 6 months there. So here we go. 10 years of age. So fifth chakra cleared, fourth cleared, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And I will do the next month. 10 years of age, 1 month. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Second month at age 10. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Third month, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Fourth month, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And 5 months. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okie doke. See how you feel. I'll put some music on again here. We'll run the show over a little bit here, as long as we keep having questions from people. So, again, see how you feel, how you respond. Remember, this is not a mental exercise. Just, you know, ask your body how it's doing. You know, connect to your heart center. Walk around. You know, you may feel your body relaxing more. A lot of times entities will come into your head and tell you that it's not working. So you definitely want to just use your body and just see how it's working with you. It'll tell you. A healing with a lady today, and it was quite something. We started off doing a session doing the planets, and this lady is a definite seer, and some of the planets that we were taking off happened to be the planets that were probably inhabited by the jellyfish energies, and she actually felt the light ship remove the jellyfish energy out of her brain. Out of her body. It was quite something. It's quite a roller coaster ride going through the healing here because there was so much being done at one time. But that was a pretty intense healing today that I had to do on a lady. But she actually saw it. She saw the light beings working with her, taking these things out of her body physically. And she's had them in her that she can realize as they came into her, messing her life up. About 20 years ago, I believe. So it was quite something. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, I think way back at the beginning of the hour, we had a request for a mental body sample.
Sure, let's do a mental body. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And Let's see here. I'm trying to think we can do another type of mental body clearing. They're trying to bring one forward now. Geez. Yeah, we'll do another clearing. If they want to bring it forward, they will. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great.
Yeah, so, on my list.
I'll just mention a few comments. Ron, we have Vanda, age 7, and Bala, age 8, from Toronto, and they say thanks, Ron.
Okay, yeah, they're Sylvia's young children. They're very, very precious.
Very yeah, nice. Yeah, wonderful. And I think it was Ren that was saying, wow, I really felt that dark planet release. So that's great that you can feel that as that's happening. It's wonderful.
Yeah, so if you are interested in experiencing other people's experiences, Rob and Sylvia in Canada, they do a special event on Tuesdays on a conference line. The phone number, if you want to write it down, maybe somebody could type it also into the fast chat there. But it's 646-519-5800. So I'll repeat that, 646-519-5800. And the PIN number is 5303. And Eastern time, it's 8:30. And they talk for about an hour. You can ask questions about different types of healings or just anything about the light ship. They're very well versed on the different sessions. Okay, the light ship wants to do another clearing. This is a mental clearing for yourselves. So this is a little different here. We'll just see what happens. And this is a brand new clearing that they're going to have us do now. Boy, here we go. This is going to be something. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. I'm going to do it over again here. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. This feels more like a heart connection to me, heart energy. We'll see what the comments are in the fast chat. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Again, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. Man, still not done yet. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, I'll put some music on again, and maybe somebody could call in if you wish. We'll run over about 15 minutes here. So somebody call in, maybe explain to us how they feel now. And also you can get on the fast chat too. So I'll just let you have some time to experience this particular healing. Don't ask me the difference between this and the mental one because I don't know this exact minute here. But this happens to deal with your cells of your body, and it feels more like the communication from your heart to your cells to the blood or something like that. But we'll just call it a mental cellular clearing here. Here we go. Thank you. Okay, so that'll be probably put on the website sometime here. It'll be under the whole life clearing here. So it'll start from your current age and go back to conception. And this one you probably want to do if you get on it more than one time, I think, the way I was doing a clearing here. I'm going to go back at the age of 10, do the same clearing here for people, since this is a brand new clearing here. So everybody just kind of sit back, kind of put your little feelers out, see how your body is responding here. This is age 10. So here we go. So we'll just do the chakras here. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay. So kind of see how you feel. And feeling a lot of energy flowing through me from this clearing from you people. So I just feel very energized. I don't know how to explain it, but something is happening. So maybe somebody could come online or call in just to say how this experience is. So back to you, Sylvia.
Wow, that's an amazing clearing, and by the looks of it, a lot of people are experiencing some pretty incredible things. On the fast chat, Kyle says, feels like my body is totally in a clean environment, and never felt like this before. Wow. Marianne, feel great relief. Cindy says, feel a calm relaxation and then pressure change near forehead at top of nose between my eyes. Ren says, feeling tingly all over. Other things, so it's great. It's very powerful to me.
Yeah, this is great. I don't think we're going to need any types of prerequisites for this clearing. Normally we have to get the emotional one first, but this one seems to be very nice too. So we'll see if we can get it put on the website. And if you do the clearing, I'll probably get the unlimited on it also. But I would suggest, I would say do it 10 times, you know, over. Because what I had to do here was a whole bunch, which you know, to get it cleared out. So I'd probably do it, 10 times, or at least get the unlimited and do it a bunch. I don't know what else to say. My body's going through a lot of processing right now with this energy getting it out of me, so... back
Ron,
to you, Sylvia.
Does it seem like the clearing is actually kind of getting some kind of the mind energy out of the cells so that the heart energy can actually integrate with each kind of particle or cell of the body better?
I would say that would be a good explanation of it, yes. Uh-huh.
Because it feels like it really is bringing the whole heart energy, just expanding it way out.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yep, that's what I would think too, yeah.
Amazing. Oh, yay. So let's see. We have a question from Larry. Is St. Teresa on the light chip?
She came from the light ship, but is she on the light ship? No. Right now she's incarnated. So she never left the earth plane.
Okay, and Ron, I don't remember if I asked you this question earlier. Someone on the fast chat was asking, when you get a feeling body clearing, is your spirit also being cleared at that time?
Yeah, all of them, all the clearings that we do clear your spirit. Every single clearing also incorporates the spirit clearing. That's why they work. Otherwise, you're just putting a Band-Aid on the clearings. And you know, it may work a little bit, but it's not going to be, you know, complete, because the spirit has to get cleared and healed. Otherwise, it'll pick up the traumas over again. So, and it'll also distribute the clearing and the traumas, not the clearing, but it'll distribute the energy back to yourself again. So if you have a clearing done by someone, your body might feel wonderful, but your spirit's not cleared. So since your spirit looks like you, it'll resonate that energy right back into your body over again, and it will look like the clearing never happened to you, because it will actually get imprinted. This is why you've experienced earlier on this program, on this show tonight, doing the parallel lifetimes, because that was taking stuff away from you that your spirit had connected to you. Remember, your spirit brings you the traumas. And so if you don't get the spirit cleared, doing any type of healing work is actually a waste of time, waste of money, and useless for you. The spirit always has to get healed first, and most people don't understand that whatsoever. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, let's see. Quite a while ago...
They don't understand it. They may not understand or even know about it, but they can't do it. So that's the same thing. They don't understand what it is. So if you don't heal your spirit, you're never going to have any way to have a perfect healing. It's impossible. It's literally impossible, because the darkness cannot clear your spirit. That's the only thing that you have that's untouchable, is your spirit from the darkness. Everything else they can invade. So, you know, your spirit has to get cleared, and the light chip is the only means to clear your spirit out. Okay, back to you.
Okay, I think quite a while ago on the fast chat, I believe there was a request for a sample of the trauma clearing.
Okay, the trauma clearing, for some people they need it. Not everybody needs a trauma clearing. Normally the emotional clearing will take care of this for most everybody, but there are people who have a lot of trauma in their life. So here we go. This is people who normally have it daily. We'll go, I guess I'll just pick some times here. Let's go back to the age of 20. So we'll do age 20, and I'll go 1 month at a time. So here we go. So age 20 to 21. So 20, I'll do it the long way. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 20 years old, 2 months. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 months. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 4 months. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 5 months. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 6 months, age 20. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 7 months. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 8 months. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 9 months. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 10 months. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 11 months. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And age 21. The big 2-1. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okie doke. There we go. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay. Wow, this is wonderful, wonderful night of clearings. I'll just mention briefly, we haven't had a sponsor for a little while for the radio programs. And as you may or may not know, Ron donates a great deal of not just his time, but also a lot of money to bring this radio program forth for everyone so that you can experience these wonderful healings and teachings. And so if you'd like to contribute to that and help the Lightship with this mission, you can sponsor a radio show. It's $60, I believe, for one show. That's the cost of contributes to the cost of Ron putting that on. And then you're able to come on the line and, you know, have a list of questions or healing requests that you are particularly interested in for yourself to experience. And it's just wonderful. People that have come on as sponsors have reported how the Lightship has just, you know, really blessed them with by putting them in a beautiful bubble of Lightship energy throughout the whole show and how it's just been a very special experience for them. So we'd love to have you sponsor a show. So if you'd like to do that, just connect with Ron and set that up. And since we're getting pretty close to the end of our time, Ron, could we talk about the upcoming weekends? I think there's the next two weekends have some pretty important and special clearing opportunities coming up that people might like to take part in.
Yep. On Sundays, we're doing the this Sunday and the next Sunday. We're doing the entity releases. This is the earth-based ghost that inhabits your body. And it's very nice to get them away from you so you don't change personalities. Your eyes become clearer, aches and pains leave you, and your body can do healings. So that's the next two adjacent Sundays. And the date on those would be, let's see here, it would be the, let's see, today's the 8th, so what's the date, Sylvia? The 10th, right? The 10th and the 17th, I believe.
And yeah, the then, 10th and the 17th would be the Sundays.
Yes, and then we have the special 4-hour Ascension call, which is on the 16th, which is the third Saturday. And the time for that one on Pacific time is 1 through 4 o'clock. And that's a good,
I think
good call
is
to be
it
on.
Is it 1
also.
To 5, Ron?
Yeah, 1 to 5, excuse me, yeah. That's right. No, it's a 3-hour, right? 4-hour.
Four hour.
Yeah, 1 to 5. So.
And each one of those, if I can just add, from my experience, each one of those clearings, even if you've been on a prior one, they're always changing because, you know, the light ship just works in the moment with what people need at that time, and they're bringing forth new rooms, new healing modalities, and it just seems to get more and more powerful as we go along. So it's just a tremendous, tremendous experience for yourself, your body, your spirit, and if you can do it, do it. It's just the most incredible experience you'll ever have.
Yep, that's true. That sounds very good.
So,
what else can we do? For a little bit more, maybe another 5 minutes.
Okay, let's see. We had a request for the sensory body clearing.
Okay, so the sensory body is how your body senses the earth plane here. And here we go. We'll go back 5 days. So 5 days ago cleared. And 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. And today cleared. And I can feel my eyes working with this one here. Somebody may have eye problems or something out there. Maybe they saw too much. So let's do that one again. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, Sylvia, back to you.
Okay, so let's see. I think a bit ago, I don't know if you want to revisit this, but you were doing the sensory body, and you were asking people if there were any dates, you know, back in time that they were interested in. Sylvia Robb and kids in Toronto had typed in 1300s.
Okay, so let's see, 1300s. I'm going to do a clearing that is a little different. I don't normally do this clearing, but we're going to do a sexual abuse clearing for the 1300s. So hang on, everybody. Let's see what happens here. So we're going to go from 1300s, and let's go back to the 1200s. Okay, hang on. So 1300s, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared. I'm doing this the really slow way here. Four cleared, three, second, and first. Okay, Now we'll go down to 1299. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And here we go again. One more year back, or 10 years, I should say. Well, let's do, 10 years. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Another 10 years. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Boy, a lot of energy here. Next. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Another one. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Let's see. One, two, three, four, five, six. One more. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Again, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And that's number eight. Number nine, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And it looks like 1,200. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Okay, Sylvia, back to you. Any comments on the fast chat?
Hanging on the edge with this one. From Kimberly, let's see, from the prior clearing about the eyes, we had Kyle saying, eyes are watering, a comment about that, the last one, a lot of heavy energy on that last clearing.
Yep, it felt pretty, pretty rough, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Well,
so we do have this on the website where we have this lifetime for sexual clearing, something like that. We can do a seven-generational one on it also on the website, I believe. Or if not, we will be doing that one. So to just give you a little heads up of what can happen. Remember, your body, your poor physical body is dealing with all this stuff. And you don't know about it until it's released from you. So as you start realizing how much under, say, attack or how much pressure there is on your body, how much negativity it has to hold up just to live, it's incredible that it's that strong to do that. Remember, your spirit's also taking on all this stuff, too. So just think how strong your spirit is. And remember, the dark side, that's the only thing the dark side cannot get is your spirit. And they will get everything else. So back to you, Sylvia.
Yeah, I know that you've said at times, Ron, in describing all the different bodies that we have, the energetic bodies that surround our physical body, like our emotional body, mental body, and so on, if they weren't there to buffer all of this stuff that we're dealing with, the body would just probably instantly die from just the weight of all of this energy.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah. So, man, wow, what an experience this night is. Let's see. Well, is there any, could we end off the evening with a divine energy that people could have up on their monitors through the light being for the next half hour?
Yeah, so let's everybody bring up the light being on their monitor screen, and we'll bring in some peace energy here. And here we go. So we're going to increase the energy, and I'll put some music on so you can have some nice music, and from there we'll energize the light beam. And the light beam will bring in this great peace energy to you. It'll stay activated probably until straight up on the hour here, so you might want to leave it on your monitor screen. And here we go.
Oh, yeah, wonderful night. Thank you, everyone, for being with us. Thank you, Ron, and to the Lightship for this incredible journey of healing. And hope everyone will come back on tomorrow at 9 p.m. Pacific for Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. And definitely connect with Ron to take part in the miraculous healing event that's happening this Sunday, 8 hours of healing. And just connect with him if you'd like to take part in that.
Okay, so everybody, so blessings to all of you, and hopefully we'll see you tomorrow. We'll be on Station 1, midnight back east, 9 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. So blessings, and have a wonderful evening. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.